Hi, this is Leticia. And is it just me, or has the world gotten a little full of itself? When did God's given talents and beauty become not enough to get us through the day, let alone our lifetime? I'm not sure about other cultures, but I remember many of my friends' mothers and grandmothers complaining when their little black children wanted to perm their hair. If God wanted you to have straight hair, you'd have been born with it, was what I heard. What would they think now? It seems that every other day there's a treatment or procedure created to enhance or permanently remove that flaw in nature. Let's play a little game. You name the body part, and I'll name the available procedure. Ready? Go. Head. Well, there's hair transplants to give you hair and laser hair removal to take it away. Forever. There's eyelid surgery, chemical peels, facelifts, forehead lifts, and let's not forget lip augmentation. Moving on to the breast. You can lift them, reduce them, and have them augmented. Stomach too big? Forget about giving up the beer and pork rinds. Just tuck that baby away with a few sucks and staples, and you're on your way. There are even procedures that are being done to give you the appearance of a different nationality. I love this one. Maybe plastic surgery is the answer to all of our race relation problems. I mean, really, if we all look alike, then there would be no more prejudice than hate. Those that are too dark can do a chemical peel. Too light? Everlasting color. Don't get me wrong. I'm all for people being able to do a little something extra to enhance their own beauty. However, we've got folks out there reconstructing their faces like an etch-a-sketch. Since cosmetic plastic surgery is an elective surgery, it is not covered by most insurance plans. There are folks that take out loans to get plastic surgery and apply for government assistance to feed their families. Not to mention the barrage of young men and women that grow up thinking that their breasts aren't big enough and their penis is too small because they're more TV and radio commercials promoting elective surgeries and enhancement medications than ads promoting books and education and healthy life choices. Now, how does this tie into a dating site? Well, who do you think these people date? Where do you think they meet people? The more time, effort, and money that is spent on fixing the outside, it appears the less is spent on cultivating the inside. Plastic surgery should be used as a garnish, not as an entire meal. It's wonderful if it will help boost your self-confidence and self-esteem. The problem I have is the message that we continue to send to each other, that what we have is not good enough, that what we look like is more important than the person we are and the things that we do. Besides, what I'm really afraid of is seeing a bunch of 80-year-old women with hunched-over backs and perfectly erect double-D boobs. Ew. This is Leticia. Love me like I am.